All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Yesterday we were having like a... We were talking about a gentleman who hit us up on email, and he said his grandfather, you know, had just a couple of weeks to live, and nobody in the family told him. And, you know, we were having a discussion of like, would you want to know if you're going to go? Would you not? Whatever. At the time, I said no. I'm changing my mind now and saying yes because, well, it's Hot 96.9. I'm reading about this dude, the guy who owned that bunny ranch, mm-hmm. who died. His name is Dennis Hoff.
Yep.
Yes.
What a way to go for this son of a bitch. I mean, RIP, rest in peace, all that stuff. But this guy died after basically having a 2-hour romp in the same suite where Lamar Odom almost died, by the way.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, with Dasha Dare, one of the brothel sex workers. He was hanging out with her. He was mm-hmm. drinking with Ron Jeremy, having sex in a brothel. They found him the next morning naked and stiff. Like, hey, if that's not a way...
Whoa.
Naked and stiff.
That's winning. That's a game-winning touchdown to end the game.
That is. Then you just collapse right there.
Yes,
I really do feel horrible laughing, but that... If you're going to choose a way to die,
yeah.
that is it, my
going
friend.
Going out having sex is a pretty good way. Just make sure you finish.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's it. You time it right like that. Yeah. And, I mean, you're probably going to be like, as you're floating up and looking down at your body, and you're going to be like, man, it's going to be weird when people find me. But at the same time.
Hey. Yeah, exactly.
You got that smile. You got a huge smile on your face as yeah. you're floating away.
If that's me, some people will be... They'll go, yeah, I figured. Other people will go, yeah, I figured. But nobody will be completely
but
shocked.
But you know what everybody will be saying, though? He went out a good way.
Yeah, damn, That's what I'm saying.
All right, well, wait. So what if you guys were all to go out?
Yeah.
How would you want it to be?
I mean, just
no, told
not you. Naked. No, that's what I was going to say. You got to take that out of it. Taking out having sex and being naked out of it, is there another way
so you're
that
saying
you would
not
want to go
sex.
Out? Correct. If you had to pick something.
And
Pebbles, you said not naked?
Not naked.
So you're taking sex off the table.
Correct.
I do not want to be found naked.
Is there another way you want to go out taking sex off the table?
I mean, I guess just having like...
Getting completely wasted?
No.
Like maybe just having like a really, really like... Unbelievable
meal,
just yeah,
yeah, but then, yeah. You don't want to do that one. Because you know every time you have a meal, you feel like bloated afterward. You feel like crap. You're like,
yeah, but you'll be
good.
Dead.
Then take me.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.